and welcome to another episode of Mass Monologues, the anonymous podcast for creators. Today, I have with me Sayana. She is a singer, songwriter, and musician. Today, she's going to talk about her journey with music. So would you mind telling us a little bit about your musical journey, why you started a musical career, and what type of songs you released?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me. So Sayana, I'm originally from Austria, Vienna, and I'm living in Los Angeles at the moment. And my journey started, I'd say, 7 years ago. See, the thing is, I've always dreamed of making music. I've always wanted to write my own songs, make my own music. But for a long time, as a child and as a teenager, I was always been scared to really do it. I've been afraid to put myself out there. I always thought I'm never going to be good enough anyway. And so I stood in my own way, and I didn't even really start doing anything because of that. But when I was 19 years old, let's just say life kicked me in the butt, and I've made some experiences that made me realize what I really wanted and what I had always wanted to do was making music and write songs and stand on stages and sing. And so when I was 19, I realized, okay, if you're not going to do it now, you might never do it. So just start doing it. And I learned to play the guitar. I took guitar lessons. I had very little knowledge when I was a kid. I had guitar lessons for maybe a year and then I stopped. But 10 years later, I was like, okay, no, I'm going to start again. I only knew 3 chords, but I got help. I found myself a teacher. And with everything I've learned, I started writing my own songs. I've always loved writing lyrics, and I started making songs out of them. I started with the little knowledge I had, I started writing my first few songs.
What genres you usually write in?
I like to call it emotional pop music. So it's acoustic pop with a little bit of country and very deep messages. I like putting the emphasis on the lyrics I write, but it's the big genre behind it is definitely pop country. These are like my genres.
Have you gotten a chance to collaborate with any other musicians, like music producers, singer-songwriters, or artists?
I did, yeah. I've worked with several producers from Austria, from Germany, also some producers from Los Angeles. And I wrote one song last year, 1.5 years ago, with several songwriters. One of them is called Julia Kautz. She's from Germany, and she's a very cool songwriter, and I'm very happy that I got to collaborate with her. And yeah, I'm looking forward to working even more with people and songwriters here in Los Angeles.
Can you walk us through your songwriting process? Do you usually start with the lyrics first, melody, or do you have an instrumental track? What are you inclined to do?
I mostly start with the lyrics because it's, like I said, it's the core of my songs. But sometimes I just take my guitar into my hand and start playing around, and then it just comes to me. Sometimes I even just play a random beat and sing something to it, and then start writing lyrics and make my own song out of it. It's different, but I mostly start my lyrics.
What would you say is your area of expertise when it comes to music, like your greatest strength?
Definitely lyrics. Definitely writing deep lyrics, or putting what I want to say into words, putting emotions and feelings into words. And I think I'm also quite good at finding hooks, like catchy hooks. People tell me a lot that my songs are stuck in their head a lot, which is a big compliment for me as an artist. Yeah, I would say that.
And how do you find inspiration for your lyrics or your hooks, melodies?
Life. I'd say life, and listen to music a lot, but that's not necessarily always an inspiration. Sometimes it can also distract you from finding your own.
What artists do you look up to?
That's a good question. I love Taylor Swift because I love how she writes. I love her lyrics. I'm a huge fan of Miley Cyrus, but she's been one of my favorites ever since I was a teenager, and I've followed her journey all the way until now. And I also like Alanis Morissette and Coldplay Calais and the way they write.
Would you say that your style writing is similar to Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus?
I guess at some points, but I think some songs might be similar to like the old Taylor Swift because she used to have this country touch, or the old Miley Cyrus. but I always try to like make it sound not like somebody, but to do something individually.
And when you say it sounds similar to them, are you talking about your lyrics or maybe your vocal quality, your tone of voice or tonality?
I guess when I say similar, it's more of a style kind of thing, because I told you I love pop music, but I also like country pop, and I like to have some elements of country pop in my songs. And that's when I say it might sound similar, because especially in her old days when she did more country pop music, that area of Taylor Swift is definitely an inspiration for me for my music too.
So when you're recording vocals, do you usually have a home studio, or do you go in and do it in a music studio, or how does that work for you?
I mostly work with producers, so I'm mostly in a studio, in their studio. It depends on who I'm working with. So the creative process is I put some German word in, I'm sorry. The creative process mostly happens at home, but when I do the recording, it's in the studio.
And when you're recording vocals, do you have any tips or tricks for conveying your writing or your lyrics with emotion?
I guess it's important to really, even when you're in the studio, not necessarily singing to somebody like on stage, to imagine that you're still singing it to somebody, and remembering it's even, especially if you're writing it yourself, if you're writing your songs yourself, it's your heart that you want to express. So just remember why you wrote the song and what you want to say, and don't be afraid to feel. Don't be, even in the studio, even with a producer next to you, don't be afraid to feel while you sing.
And as an artist, how would you define yourself? Would you say you have a certain message or a thing you want to put out into the world?
Definitely. Like one of my main messages is Born to Inspire. I have a song called like that too. I always close my shows with that song. Like I said in the beginning, I was afraid for a long time to go for my dreams, but now I'm doing it and I never regret it. And that's my message to anybody. If you have something you're burning for, if you have something you love, just don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Go for it, because you have the dream for a reason. And so you can also inspire other people to do the same thing and at the same time make yourself happy. That's why we're born to inspire.
Do you have any stories with music producers or songwriters that you collaborated with? And why are your collaborations a good fit for you?
Stories, like I think a very cool story when it comes to songwriting with other people was, I have two. One was, I told you about Julia Kautz from Germany. We had a songwriting group and we were working on a song, and I'd never worked with so many people on a song before. I mostly write myself, but it was cool because I was like a psychological process almost, and I really got into my feelings and my story, and they processed that and they helped me find the right words, because I was pretty emotional at that moment, and they channeled that and we put it into a song, and it reflects everything that I wanted to say back then perfectly. And I've never experienced that with somebody else, and I love that. That's the first story. And then there is another story when I was in Germany, in Berlin, and I goes to Berlin, and I worked with a producer called Tobias Thiele, and I only had a song. I had lyrics and a melody, and I was singing it to him. I hadn't done the composition yet, and we were just fooling around. A friend of mine, Helmut Rode, who's also a songwriter, was there too, and he was just playing something on the guitar, and the producer was making a random beat, and suddenly we created a beautiful song out of the melody and the lyrics that I had already had, and I loved it. And then Helmut was just playing something on the guitar, and I looked at him and I was like, that's exactly what we're going to put in the chorus. That is going to be the catchy guitar playing part in the chorus. And it was a beautiful way to create a piece of art.
Yes. So with your song, you find that it takes a while to finish a song, or does it come almost instantaneously?
I'd say it depends. Some songs, the music production mostly takes a little bit longer, because especially with somebody, you just need to find the right sound and everything. But when it comes to songwriting per se, I'd say it depends. Some songs just happen within a couple of minutes or an hour, where some songs I needed like a year to finish them. It also depends on the story. If the story that I want to write about isn't finished yet or isn't fully experienced yet in real life. And I can't finish the song at the moment. It's done. I can finish the song.
Tell me a little bit about your songwriting structure. Do you usually write in first chorus form, or do you test the waters in other songwriting structures?
I'd say I have a basic verse, chorus, bridge, chorus form mostly. I don't always write a bridge, but mostly I do have that normal pop song structure.
And with your lyrics, is it a conversational tone or is it more metaphorical? Do you add a lot of imagery, similes, and metaphors in your lyrics?
Sometimes I like metaphors. I use them. I wouldn't say that I use them in all of my songs. And I like writing lyrics that speak to people, whether it's a person that I'm writing or someone I'm writing a song about, something I'm writing a song about, or just, you know, an internal conversation that is something I wanted to share about me. So I use metaphors, but I would say it's more like a conversation.
Most songwriters or artists, they write from their perspective. Have you ever written a song from somebody else's perspective or tried to flip the script?
I did, or at least let's say a mixture of both. I mostly write about my own perspective, but I sometimes write songs out of somebody else's perspective, but I always need to be able to relate to it. I need to have a feeling of what I'm talking about. So I've written one song called The Outcast, and it's to every person who feels like an outcast, to every person who feels like an outsider or who isn't good enough. And I'm not necessarily talking about myself in that song. It's a song to a person who feels like that, but I can relate because I can relate to the feeling. And so I'd say I need to be able to relate if I write from the perspective of somebody else.
With your songs, if you're writing from somebody else's perspective, I'm wondering, have you ever written a song about a fictional character or anything you've found in the media? So it could be a movie, it could be a YouTube video, it could be a book.
I haven't necessarily done that. I wrote a song about or to dopamine, which is a hormone. So I do stuff like that, but I haven't necessarily written about a fictional character yet, not that I remember.
Okay. And when you're writing, how do you create an environment that's conducive to capturing your inspiration? Do you usually go for walks in nature, or do you sit down at a desk, or how does it usually happen for you?
It's always different. I've written songs in several locations. I love going outside into nature to just clear my head or just simply taking a walk, but I've written lots of songs just sitting in my bed or at home, and just because it just came randomly. I've written songs in the bathroom. So it's sometimes it just comes to you. It's not always a matter of where you are.
I want to wrap up this episode now. Would you mind telling us where we can listen to your music and your social media channels?
Sure. So you can find me with the name Syanah. It's Syanah. I have Instagram, and on Instagram it's Syanah Official. On Facebook, you can just find me. You type in the name Syanah, same with Spotify and YouTube. I also have a TikTok channel, but yeah, mostly I'm Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube. These are my main.
Thank you so much. And if you listeners love these podcasts, please share it with a friend or share it with a family member. And hopefully we can have more episodes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you a lot.
Bye.